You say, how do you know that God's word is found in the King James? Well, I don't know. Maybe because it's been used by more preachers, more soul winners, more missionaries than any other Bible in the history of mankind. How about that? Isn't the tree known by its fruit?
The devil has sown a lot of confusion around what is the Bible. And ultimately, one must place their faith and what they believe is the scripture. Would you rather choose a Bible that God has handed down to us, fits the doctrine of preservation, has a clear lineage, one that's been used by many different Christians throughout generations, one that has sound doctrine, or a Bible that is ever-changing, found in obscure locations, no clear lineage, always being updated, sown a lot of confusion, all kinds of liberalism and heresy being taught from that Bible? The choice is obvious. The King James Bible is the only Bible that fits the doctrine of preservation.
The King James Bible is not predicated on corrupted manuscripts. It's not based on a philosophy that says God's word was buried for centuries. It's built on a manuscript tradition that was actually used by Christians and passed down to the next generation. It is the culmination of a providentially guided refining process that produced the most read Bible of all time and the most influential work of scholarship in the history of the world. It is the standard. It is the perfect Word of God. It is the inspired Word of God. It is, simply put, the preserved Bible.
This is the Bible, the King James Bible, and the underlying Greek text that brought us the King James Bible is the Bible that has been used since the first century. We're talking about the New Testament. It's the one that's been used by, was used by early Christians and has been used every generation since then till today.
I believe the King James Bible is the pure word of God. It doesn't need to be changed.
The original inspiration is not lost when it's translated, unless it was translated inaccurately. But if you translate the exact same words of God, they're still just as inspired. What you have now is the preserved inspiration of God's word.
The weeds of the field, the ESV, the NIV, the Living Bible, the Message, the New Living Translation, the Revised Standard Version, these things are like grass, and they're just being eaten up by the lawnmower of time, and they keep changing, and they keep dying, and then they get resurrected, and they get gnarlier and gnarlier, and they get worse and worse.
You know what Jesus said we needed? Not only did we need the Word of God, but that we needed every word of God. You know what I'm holding in my hand right now in this King James Bible? I've got every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
And don't ever be shy about being King James only. Don't ever be like, well, you know, yeah, I mean, we're King James. You know what the attitude should be? Of course we're King James. Of course we're King James. What, don't you believe that God preserved his word in every generation?
Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. It's God's responsibility to preserve it. And you know what? He takes that responsibility very serious. And, you know, we have a great Bible translation here from the original text, from the Hebrew and the Greek and the Aramaic, and it's perfect. We should be able to trust this because God said that he would preserve it.
This is the Word of God. It's perfect, it's preserved, it's inspired, and thank God we have it in our English language. What a blessing.
And we only use this because we believe that this is without error. This is inerrant.
As a pastor, I sit in that office and I look across the table at people with real issues and real burdens and real problems, and they need real solutions. And I can't just sit there and say, well, here's what I think you should do. Here's what might work. Here's what God might want you to do. I mean, I'm not really sure because I'm not even sure if this is legit. Look, you and I can't raise my kids on maybe. I need to raise my kids on yes. This is the Bible. This is the Word. It's inerrant. It's infallible. I can trust the Bible.
And you look at the modern textual critics today like James White. They don't have a Bible they're going to point you to. They don't say use this specific translation. They simply say, trust me as your guru. and I'll tell you what the Greek really says. But you know what? That is the same as the Catholic Church who wanted to take the Bible out of the hands of the people and say, let me tell you what the Latin says. That's why this is such an important doctrine. We need to get people on a King James Bible and believe it, that it is the Bible, before we can start getting anywhere in this country. You want to change America? Get everybody to get a King James Bible in their hands again. Get everybody to believe that this book is God's Word, that this is the preserved Bible. Because if you don't believe this is the preserved Bible, you don't even have a Bible.
You say, why do you guys preach the Bible so much? Why do you have so much Bible? Because we believe this thing. Because we believe that this will actually bring salvation. We believe that this will bring the abundant life that God promised. We believe that this will save your marriage. It'll help your children. It'll help your finances. It'll help your health. It'll help you in every relationship of life. Because it's true.
I mean, don't you believe when Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away? Of course we don't believe in a Bible that was dug up in an archaeological dig 1,800 years after Jesus. 1,900 years after Jesus. That's not God's word.
If you walk out of here and you're like, I don't know, I didn't get it, it's because you're not paying attention. It's because you're not interested in the things of God. And look, if there's one thing that we should be interested in, it's the word of God.
Realize the treasure that you have. Realize the power of that book. And I hope you'll go home and read it every day, because you'll realize, wow, God has given me his perfect word. I've got 31,000 some odd verses, 1,189 chapters, straight from the mouth of God. Straight from the mouth of God. Unfiltered. This is what God said. This is what God wants you to hear. Have you read it? Read it.
And anyone with any kind of honesty and integrity in their heart would realize these are major differences. I can't just accept these alterations to the text. I need to be faithful to God's word. I need to change my mind, and I need to get a preserved Bible, the King James Bible.